Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I am discussing with you my devotional titled, The Sufficiency of Scripture. Let's talk about, first of all, the evidence for God. God made us mind and all, and He expects us to use it. The evidence for God is all around us, and humanity is hardwired with a God consciousness, so that all are without excuse. The fallenness of mankind left him depraved, and his ability to reason about God severely skewed. Although the image of God in fallen humanity is marred, it is still there, accounting for his ability to still reason. In his fallenness, God reasoned with Cain about sin. To his rebellious people, God said, quote, "Come now, let us reason together." Isaiah 1:18. Paul reasoned with Felix about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. Acts 24:25. Let us consider some logical arguments for God. Number one, what is called the cosmological argument. The word cosmological comes from the Greek word cosmos, meaning world. Everything comes from something. Nothing cannot account for something. This argument says that every effect must have a cause. There must, therefore, be an uncaused cause of everything. And this cause is God. It all comes back to God, who is self-existent in a way that defies explanation. We are here, so there must be a God. Number two, there is what is called the teleological argument. The word teleological comes from the Greek word telos, which means end. This is the intelligent design argument. Design demands a designer. Order and harmony speak to the reality of a superintelligence behind it all. The laws of nature speak to an ultimate lawgiver. The law of nature says that everything is breaking down, the second law of thermodynamics, which harmonizes perfectly with what the Bible teaches regarding an original perfect creation that is now breaking down because of the effects of sin. If something is running down, it stands to reason that it must have started in an optimum condition, which is consistent with the creation account of the Bible. The reality of everything breaking down, the law of entropy, is the exact opposite of evolution, which claims that things are evolving for the better. Number three, anthropological argument. The word anthropological comes from the Greek word anthropos, which means man. If there is no God, why does humanity universally have a God consciousness? People are moral beings with a God consciousness, including a universal fear of death. It has been said that no one is more obsessed with the idea of God than those who deny there is a God, which just goes to prove that they suppress the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. People universally agree it is wrong to steal and kill, etc. Where did we get these universal ideals of morality if not from God? Let's talk about general revelation versus special revelation. General revelation, in combination with being hardwired with a God consciousness, clearly points to God. However, it takes special revelation to bring us all the way home to the God of the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. It pleased God through the method of the message preached to save those who believe, 1 Corinthians 1:21. The gospel itself is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, Romans 1:16. Following the resurrection of Christ, God now commands that all men everywhere repent and believe on Christ, Acts 17:30-31. This involves knowing and believing gospel truth. God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2:4. So while general revelation related to rational arguments has its place, by itself, it is inadequate. Scripture starts with the presupposition of God. The Bible assumes the existence of God and does not provide all manner of philosophical arguments for God. God has revealed himself in nature, but most clearly through the Lord Jesus Christ as revealed in the Word. Mankind is responsible for the light given, and all are without excuse. The emphasis for God in Scripture is on Scripture. The Bible is sufficient proof. Want proof for God? Consider the Scriptures. There is no greater proof for God than what God himself has revealed to us in the Word of God. It's living and powerful. It is historically true. It is prophetically true. It is spirit-enlightened true. In believing the gospel, the God who said, "Let there be light," Genesis 1:3, shines the glory of his truth into our hearts, 2 Corinthians 4:6. The living Word of God is all-sufficient and self-authenticating in revealing to us all we need to know for salvation, sanctification, and service. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, quote, "There seems to me to have been twice as much done in some ages in defending the Bible as in expounding it. But if the whole of our strength shall henceforth go to the exposition and spreading of it, we may leave it pretty much to defend itself." I do not know whether you see that lion. It is very distinctly before my eyes. A number of persons advance to attack him, while a host of us would defend the grand old monarch, the British Lion, with all our strength. Many suggestions are made, and much advice is offered. The weapon is recommended. This weapon is recommended, and the other. Pardon me if I offer a quiet suggestion. Open the door, and let the lion out. He will take care of himself. Why are they gone? He no sooner goes forth in his strength than his assailants flee. The way to meet infidelity is to spread the Bible. The answer to every objection against the Bible is the Bible. End of quote. From the very first verse, the Bible assumes the existence of God. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God starts there. Man is hardwired to know the truth of God as revealed in nature and the laws of nature, Romans 1:18 through 20. Logic and reasoning interacting with general revelation point to the truth of God. However, God has ordained that salvation comes by way of special revelation, as found in the Bible. In the progressive revelation of God's Word, God himself reveals the most compelling evidence to believe in the one true God of the Bible, as revealed most fully in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.